CPR News, I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's unemployment rate was stable at 4% last month, unchanged from the month before. That's according to the state labor department. The unemployment rate at both the state and national level has been inching up for a while, though slowly. While the pace of job creation has slowed, new jobs are still being added as the economy keeps humming. Nationally, retail sales rose in September. Well, this is the final day that race cars will loop around Bandimere Speedway's iconic track in Metro Denver. Its owners plan to build a new facility near Denver International Airport next year. The current speedway in the Morrison Foothills has hosted races since 1958, and it became a gathering place for protests against coronavirus restrictions in 2020. History Colorado is inviting you to contribute to some Dia de los Muertos altars. The holiday blends European and indigenous cultures to celebrate those who have passed away. This year, a few museums across the state are hosting community altars where anyone can place a photo of their loved one along with ofrendas or offerings, small reminders of their loved one. Diane Archuleta with El Pueblo Museum says that it's been healing for participants.
We offer space for you to come in and write letters to your deceased loved ones. Grieving, you all know, is a very personal process. However, this is very communal.
Museums in Denver, Pueblo, Trinidad, and Fort Garland will have altars installed.